Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles, as normal, welcoming you along to another episode. Now, on today's episode, as I do sometimes, I'm going to meander through some key learnings and some things that have hit me like a thunderbolt in these past couple of weeks. Now, here is my disclaimer. Everything I pass on to you has come to me through another human being. I make no claim that I make this up. It comes from me. Yes, it filters through my mind. Yes, it is the stuff that attracts me and calls me, and therefore I have something to do with it. But I am bringing it together like a recipe and passing it on to you guys. And a lot of the credit goes to the great people who put this together in the first place. And they come from various sources. Some of those are books that are varied and wonderful. Some of them are websites. A lot of the credit for this stuff, as I've said before, sometimes goes to Ryan Holiday. I love Ryan Holiday's writings on the Stoic philosophy. Brian Johnson and his Entheos work. And of course, as we've previously talked about in great detail on Leader Manager Coach, one of the greatest, in my opinion, minds on the planet currently, Jordan Peterson, amongst others. So I want to walk through some things that I think are really appropriate and I think can really help you on your own journey. So where do I start with all this? Well, I'm going to start with something I've probably said before. It is not meant to be easy. No one said it's meant to be easy. And this is where the world has got it wrong. Because everything seems to be now, particularly in the first world, the Western world, it's all about making things easy and comfortable. It's damn well wrong. So let's get that straight first and let's undo that lie. And let's live by the philosophy that it ain't meant to be easy. Look, I'm not advocating a life of struggle for absolutely nothing. But get this right. Life is tough. Challenge is tough. It's meant to be there. And getting to the top in anything and being the best person you can be and achieving your dreams and goals ain't easy. It's a damn sight better than not. And it's easier than that in the long run. But hear what I'm saying. Rule number one. It ain't easy. Why ain't it easy? Because we're battling dragons to get to the maiden, to get to the gold, to get to the golden fleece, to get to the woman we want, the man we want, the pot of gold we want, the house we want, the job we want, the love we want, the career we desire. And it ain't going to be laid at our door. We've got to battle a few dragons. We've all got our own individual ones to battle. Why should we do it? Well, you can choose if you do it or not. I'm just going to pick one example. Rumi, the wonderful poet Rumi. I'll just steal something and paraphrase it. He says, run from comfort. Kind of aligns with what I said at the beginning of this podcast. Life ain't easy. Not meant to be easy. Easy's death. Run from comfort. And every time we come across something that frustrates us and makes us think, oh no, what is it? What could we call it? We could call it a gap. I think Phil Stutz and Brian Johnson talk about the gap. It's a difference between where we are and where we want to be. I need to master this skill. As a young footballer, a young swimmer, a young athlete, you need to master that skill. Control the ball, pull it back, take it left, take it right, hold your head up, look behind, scan, take it on your chest, drop it down, play the third man instead of the obvious pass, take it, move it, say the right thing, learn the language, diversify, delve into your portfolio, understand people, have a difficult conversation, close the gap. It's a challenge and it's telling you, it's signposting you, and it's a micro mini step and a growth, and it's a plus one, a closer, closer, closer step to where you want to be. That's what it is. And it's a mini hero's journey. Oh, I can't be bothered. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll leave that. I'll procrastinate. That's where the discipline comes in, to just to do it, to do it, to do it, to do it. Here we go. Whether you feel like it or not, the world is driven by people's feelings and emotions. People buy on emotion. They get married because of emotion. They make financial decisions on emotion. They do it because they feel like it at the time and change their minds and get out of it when they don't feel like it anymore. Winners do it whether they feel like it or not. Do you honestly think that the world's greatest professional athletes feel like training every day? They probably don't feel like doing it eight days out of 10, but it's what they're called to do. Close the gap. It can go down as small as every micro detail of every single thought you have will take you closer to your dream. Every single word will take you closer or further away. And every single deed will take you closer or further away. Nothing is neutral. The world doesn't work like that. So what about that age-old question of decisions? Which way to go? What to do? Left or right? I think it was Emerson whose amazing lines go something like, trust yourself. Trust yourself. Wow. What power in those two words. Trust yourself. People follow people who trust themselves. How do you know to trust yourself? Well, there's a question. Maybe you've thought diligently, deeply, and considered your life and the world and come to a conclusion. Maybe you're tuned in to what won't let you go, what calls you, what pulls you. Maybe you have a truth. Let's call it your truth or the truth. And you have to trust the principle. This is the way. Give up trying to control the outcome. We talked about it before on Leader Manager Coach. What's in your control and what's not? What is in your control are your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your efforts. What's out of your control is what it creates or the result. Give up trying to control the result. You can put your head on the pillow at night time knowing that you've done absolutely everything you can. And tomorrow's another day and another hero's journey. Give up the result. It's out of your control. Just follow your principles and do what's right and speak the truth. And what happens, happens. And you have to believe that what happens is for the best. And you know what? You may not even like it. It may not be what you envisioned or wanted. But if you've followed the path and said the truth, spoke the truth and done your best, what the outcome is, it has to be the best. And that surely supersedes whether you like it or not. Now that is faith. That is true faith. And there's another thing involved in all these little micro decisions. And again, Phil Stoltz talks about it and Brian Johnson talk about it. And it's speed and momentum. And it's in football. It's in sport. And it's in life. When life seems to have a way about it and it seems to be going a certain way, for example, no matter how hard you try, you can't get somebody back on side. A relationship that you have had or have is fading and moving away. And no matter what you say, no matter what you do, that individual, that organization is going away from you. They cannot hear what you say. They've gone. They might be there physically, but they ain't there mentally. That is momentum. The plates have shifted. The thing has moved on and it's out of your control. And you can create your own momentum with speed. Now we're a big one for plodding along on Leader Manager Coach and doing another plus one, another plus one, another plus one, another baby step, another baby step, another baby step, and getting those micro wins. But if you get them happening one after the other, that domino effect can start to become exponential and really, really move you forward.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com Leader Manager Coach.
That's maybe where focus comes into it, and focused time rather than that magnifying glass with the sun. You keep moving it around. You've got 10 different projects. Try having two or three. Focus on what you're doing and don't don't fall into the trap of getting disheartened because you cannot see the end result or where it is leading. You'll get your little dopamine hits by your progress, but you cannot always see exactly where it's going. The path to success is varied and twisting and up and down and turns. You will be off track 90% of the time. When a missile leaves its launch pad before it hits its target, it's off track 90% of the time, but it keeps self-correcting. There's another great quote from Ueshiba. I think he's a great Japanese inventor of the martial art of Aikido. And the story goes that a student asked him about how he maintains his perfect balance all the time. And he turns to the student and says, "No, you misperceive what is happening. I am off balance as much as I always was. It's just that I regain it so much quicker." Every time you feel off track, you feel a little down, a little doubtful, how long are you going to allow yourself to stay there before you return and find your equilibrium again? Because that's what he's saying. A minute, a second, a day, an hour, a week, a month, a year, forever. Who knows? That is up to you. And that is what determination and a driven goal, and that's what a winner does, keeps returning, because you will fail time and time and time again. And again, that is where society has it wrong. It doesn't like people to fail. I heard the other day again that phrase of creating safe spaces. We all know what safe spaces mean. Nobody wants abuse. Nobody wants the danger of being persecuted and taken advantage of and violated. But the pendulum has swung far too far the other way. No danger, no risk, complete insurance against everything. Nobody wants that. Kids don't want that. Life doesn't want that. It creates depressives. It creates people with anxiety. It creates people who cannot cope. It creates people who are dependent and suicidal. I'm a man, I'm a boy, I'm a male. I can only speak from that point of view. Boys want challenge and risk. They want to get dirty. They want to get out in the mud. They don't want to go to soft playgrounds where there's padded floors and people waiting to catch them. No, they want to go out in the woods and the fields with their own kit, and they want to experience life. They want to swing in trees. They want to go in holes. They want to have an argument and an altercation and win it and learn a lesson from it and compete and fail and know what it feels like to endeavor and not be helicopter parented. That's what they want, and that's what creates leaders. That's what makes people live happy, successful lives. As Ryan Holiday talks about, you have to live that life you have with key principles that you believe in. You have to think about them and spend time considering them and following a path and believing that that's the way of the world for you and trusting yourself, whether that's courage, discipline, justice, and wisdom. For me, it would also add preferentially probably courage, truth, and love. You can't just get those off a shelf. You have to understand them and believe them and live them and think about them so that your life's got meaning for you. You, you, you. Yes, the selfish you. And as Jordan Peterson says, shoulder as much responsibility as you possibly can so that your life has meaning above and beyond your little self. And keep stepping out. You find out if you've grasped onto too much. You find out if you're not doing enough. You know in your gut. Just get the low-hanging fruit to start with and give yourself a little pat on the back and then stretch a little bit further. That 4% incremental gain, as the elitist performers talk about. And you have to be led sometimes by something that grabs you and not something that you want just for you. And it brings me to that little phrase of better to be a servant in heaven than a star in hell. And I've been guilty of that myself, where I want to get to this level and it's all about what I want. And the question is it right for you? Is it right for the world? Or is it an ego-driven desire? Sometimes you have to just speak the truth, follow something greater than you, which won't give it up, which won't give you up, and see what happens. You know, and in this world of endeavor, it's not about being nice. It's yuck. It's about being the toughest angel there is. It's that steel and velvet. Look, you've got to look after yourself. You've got to have a strong conversation and be assertive and back up what it is you're doing. And you have to integrate your shadow, the dark side, the things that bother you into your life. Because people are going to push you around and try and assert their authority over you in one way or another. And you have to stand up for yourself and for those you love and for what you believe in. Because if you don't, you're not only doomed, but so is your world as well. You have to try and do good things as far as you're concerned. Why? Well, it depends on what you believe in. But there's that. Is it the Matthew principle? I think it is. To whom much is given, more will be given. Why do the rich get richer? And why do the poor get poorer? Because momentum takes you in the direction of what you already have. And it's in your power to stop that momentum, to change it round and start moving in the other direction, little by little by little by little. And how do you know what to integrate and what to take on? Well, I'm going to leave this podcast with these three things from Socrates that somebody mentioned and talked about. I thought it was brilliant. Wondering whether to take anything on board and whether to believe in this written word or that spoken word or what somebody tells you. Here's how to decide according to Socrates. Ask yourself these three questions. Is it true? If it's true, it's passed the first test. If you don't know that it's true, it ain't passed. If it's passed the truth test, ask yourself, is it good? Is it tittle-tattle about somebody? Is it negative? Is it derogatory? Or is it good? Does it pass the goodness test? Number two. And number three, is it of use to you? If it's in a sphere that's absolutely irrelevant to you and your life, probably best to leave it alone. It's just going to waste time, effort and mental resource. But if it is, maybe take it on board. The three gateways. Is it true? Is it good? Is it useful? Not a bad thing to end on in this day and age of information overwhelm. My word, we've meandered through a few things there. Is this podcast about me getting things off my chest? Maybe it is. It's also about sharing things that I think are amazingly useful. So, to summarize, run from comfort, close the gap, trust yourself, use momentum, slay the dragon, shoulder responsibility, be a servant in heaven, not a star in hell, and ask yourself Socrates' three questions. Is it true? Is it good? Is it useful? Catch you later. Bye-bye.